Somehow we've made it through more than a year without another Harry Potter film in theaters, but finally the wait is over again. Our film critic Kenneth Turan says the latest film will make the fans happy.
The Half-Blood Prince begins with the dread Death Eaters on the march, threatening Hogwarts and all that it stands for. But don't let that fool you. The new Harry Potter film is as comfortable and reliable as an old shoe.
You are, of course, wondering why I brought you here tonight.
Actually, sir, after all these years, I'll just sort of go with it.
Take my arm.
The sixth picture in the series, Half-Blood Prince understands that it's not chills or suspense audiences are asking for here, but respectful familiarity. The Potter films are the modern exemplars of establishment movie making. We look to them for a level of craft, consistency, and most of all, fidelity to the originals, all of which we get. It's the phenomenal success of the books that's made all this possible. They've created an audience that has invested so much emotion, not to mention time, in the Potter saga that skipping a movie episode is out of the question. That's a kind of brand loyalty that's all but gone out of style. That investment of time also means that we've been watching the film's youthful principals, Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson, grow up on screen since 2001. They've become as familiar as family members, and Half-Blood Prince trades on that to keep us involved when an emphasis on the agonies of teenage romance slows things down.
What you see before you, it's a curious little potion. It does cause powerful infatuation or obsession.
I'm in love with her!
All right, fine, you're in love with her. Have you ever actually met her?
Can you introduce me?
Fortunately, there's more to Half-Blood Prince than youthful heartache. Evildoers scheme dark schemes, and Harry has serious tasks of his own to attend to. Hearts Across America will beat faster when Michael Gambon's Dumbledore says to Harry, as only he can, "Once again, I must ask too much of you."
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the LA Times, and he is not the only one giving a thumbs up to the new Harry Potter film.
The Vatican newspaper is also giving the film its blessing. Last year, the paper called Harry Potter the, quote, wrong model of a hero. But in a review yesterday, it said the latest film was the best in the series. The reviewer wrote that the film reaches the right balance with a clear line between good and evil. You can judge for yourself. Watch clips at npr.org.